Yeah. Oh, that feels good. That's the spot. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. There can't be that many more eggs inside me, right? Oh, that would be impossible at this point. Oh, so many spilled all over the ground. Oh, my hands. My hands can only do too much. It's not like there's others around that I can just ask for help. This is such a complicated task. Oh, I've always preferred to do it away from prying eyes. No, this is something I must handle alone. I'm getting rid of all the duds. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, so fucking close. Come on. Oh, yeah. Feels so good. Right like that, yeah. Oh, fuck, so fucking close. Oh, yeah. Right there. Almost. Almost.
Who's there? Hello? I know I'm not alone. I heard you. Who are you? Show yourself. That wasn't a request. Come on out and show yourself. You? I don't recognize you. Who are you? How did you find this place? Did someone send you? So, what you're saying is you just stumbled upon me. How was that possible? I made sure I was deep enough in these caverns so that no one could hear me. I was trying to be sneaky so that no one could find. Wait. Have my wishes come true? Are you here to help me? Then, how else would you have found me? It's not like you could have heard my moans from outside. You wouldn't have been able to see me because of the winding corridors. So, how else would you have been able to find me if it wasn't fate? I suppose it doesn't matter. Not really, in the end, because you're here. You're here to help me out, to give me a bit of relief, aren't you? I've been here for days. At least three sunrises have come and gone that I've been taking care of this problem by myself. If it wasn't obvious from the puddles around you, I've been trying to expel my eggs for days. Usually, this is done with the help of a partner. I didn't have one before. I've been doing this alone for as long as I can remember. But now I have one. You'll be my partner, won't you? Of course you will. Just look at you. Such kind eyes. Such a gentle smile. You're always eager to please. Excited to help out, aren't you? Then undress for me. I'm going to need to have access to everything, aren't I? You don't even have to worry about the eggs catching, because we are different species. Can enjoy how it feels without having any of the consequences. It's perfect. It's a sign. You were supposed to find me. This is meant to be. I can feel it. Deep down in my heart, I can feel it. It feels different, doesn't it? It feels special, right? It is special. It has to be. I can feel it, can't you? You'll feel it. You'll feel it once I get inside you. Don't worry. I'll prove it to you. Make you feel it. Show you how good it is. Make you understand that it wasn't a mere coincidence. It wasn't some just random chance that you walked into this cave. No, no, no. What are the chances that you would take the exact path that would lead you directly to me, Sunshine? The odds of that are quite low. So either you were seeking me out, or this is fate. And clearly you wouldn't lie to me. You're so nice, Sunshine, offering your body to the service of a stranger, willing to help someone else. This is the only way that it makes sense, right? That it's fate? You wouldn't just come here to hunt someone. Fate is the one that brought you here to me. Fate is the one that wants you to be filled with my eggs. Who am I to deny fate herself? See? You feel good. Your hole fits perfectly around my ovipositor. It's even more proof that you were destined to find me, that you were made for me. This body of yours, it fits perfectly against mine, doesn't it? Feeling my exoskeleton against your soft skin, one of my hands firmly grasping your hip, another arm of mine raising your leg into the air. You feel another hand reach around your neck, resting there, placing a pressure every now and then, forcing you to look up at me, to meet my gaze. That's better. Love that look on your face, Sunshine. You look so cute like this. Can't tell if you're surprised, afraid, or turned on. Maybe all three. Oh, that's it. That's right. Take it, Sunshine. Take every inch I give you. This is what you volunteered for, isn't it? This is what you wanted, right? Feeling a fourth hand start to play with your nipples. Your body arches up in response, lips parted in pleasure. Oh, that's it, Sunshine. Look at you. You're feeling good, aren't you? Oh, this is how you're making me feel, Sunshine. Since the moment I laid eyes on you, I knew you were different. That destiny had something in store for you, for us. It's not just me or you anymore. No, no, no. It's us. Oh, you'll see. Even if I have to fuck the point into you to make you understand, you'll get it. Moaning around my ovipositor so easily. Your body is already ready to be bred, excited to be filled with eggs. You can already imagine it, can't you? Your stomach starts to grow as dozens and dozens of tiny eggs are pumped inside you. Oh, fuck. Going to look so fucking hot, sunshine. Going to look even better as the eggs start to leak out of you, trailing down your exposed thighs like some kind of a harlot. Oh, fuck. We look so fucking sexy, considering you're so cute. The contrast would be sinful, sunshine. I can already picture it, can't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right, sunshine. Squirming a bit as you feel the hand close around your neck, squeezing that precious air out of your lungs. Oh, yes. It's okay. You don't need it. You only need what I allow you from now on, sunshine. You're mine. So breathe for me. Yes, just like that. You want more, don't you? Oh, what's wrong? Is my hand playing with your nipples too distracting? Twisting the left one, pulling the right one. You've only kept count of 5 of my 6 hands. Forgot there were so many to feel. Oh, yes. Not leaving a single inch of you unexplored, sunshine. No, this is for your own good. You feel good, don't you? And you like how I make you feel, right? Oh, fuck. And that's more proof you should stay with me. You're not going to find someone who can do all this for you, sunshine. So you just need to stay here. Stay with me. Let me take care of you, play with you, make you feel good. You want that too, don't you? Oh, yes, you do, sunshine. So eager to please. You're making me feel so good. Keep it up. You feel so much better than my own hands. You're fucking perfect, you know that? Oh, such a tight hole. Gripping my ovipositor as I keep one of your legs hoisted over my shoulder. This is how you need it, isn't it? Look like some kind of a harlot in this position, sunshine. It suits you. Don't know how you manage to be so cute and sexy at the same time, but here you are. Oh, makes sense that you can do the impossible. You're heaven sent, right, sunshine? Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, can you feel it getting thicker inside you? My ovipositor is getting heavier with every thrust. You start to feel your whole stretch around it. It feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, that's it. Moan for me, sunshine. Let me know how good it feels to be taken like this. Like you're nothing more than someone to find pleasure in. Oh, it feels so good that you could come, couldn't you? Your own pleasure being ignored in favor of my own. Oh, I don't want you to come yet, sunshine. I want you to wait. I want you to come with me. Oh, fuck. It always feels so much better when you milk me for all I've got. You've got the perfect hole for it too, sunshine. Oh, do you think you can handle waiting? Is that something you're capable of? Oh, fuck. Then prove it to me. Hold off on your own orgasm despite my ovipositor continuing to grow inside you. Oh, yeah. Getting thicker with every second. You can't help the noise that you make. Choking as my hand clenches around your neck again. Oh, yes. Watching you start to writhe beneath me. Oh, fuck, that's it, sunshine. Keep squirming. It only makes it feel better. Oh, yes. That's right. So good for me. Take a deep breath as I let go. Come on, just like that. Good job, sunshine. Making me feel so good. Oh, yes. You're living up to your name. Keep it up. Getting closer with every thrust inside you. Feeling you clench whenever I play with your nipples a little too roughly. Oh my gosh, such swollen butts at this point. You're going to have a problem wearing shirts tomorrow. Oh, well. Oh, well. That's just a little reminder, right? Just like the bruise I'm leaving on your hip or the ache you'll feel in your thighs from the leg being in this position. It's all just reminders of me, right? And you want to remember me, sunshine? I know you do. Can feel how fucking close you are from how you're shaking. So close to letting go, to coming. Oh, fuck. You're trying your best to be good for me. I know you are. I'm so proud of you, sunshine. Just a little bit more. I know you can do it. I know you can take it. Going to pump you full of eggs just like you want. Oh, fuck. Yes. Going to breed you how you need, sunshine. Yes, I am. Can't get enough of the ovipositor, can you? Moaning so loudly. Come on, keep it up. It makes me happy knowing how good you feel, that you can barely control yourself. The only thing keeping you from coming is wanting to behave yourself to prove that you're worthy, right? Oh, yeah, that's fucking right, sunshine. I told you, this is more than just luck. This is fate. We're meant to be. Oh, you see it now? Oh, I know you feel it. So come with me, sunshine. You can do it. Be good and come with me. Come with me. That's exactly what I needed. That felt good, didn't it? You certainly enjoyed yourself, making such a big mess. You did very well. I'm really impressed. I genuinely didn't think you would be able to take it. I've never met someone from a different species who could handle an oviposition session like that. It's even more proof, isn't it? With all these little things adding up, you have to agree with me, don't you? Come on. These are more than just coincidences. How else would you have known where to find me? How else would I have known how to touch you? Why else would we feel this comfortable with each other already? There's some sort of a connection here. One that is deeper than you or me realize. I'm not embarrassed to admit it. I want you to stay a bit longer. I want to get to know you. To make sure what I'm feeling isn't some crazy hormonal thing from mating season ending. I don't think I'm going crazy. I don't. And I feel like it would be a wasted opportunity if we didn't explore this. Don't you want to know if what you're feeling is really real too? Then it's decided. You're going to stay with me for a week. And we're going to see if what we are both feeling is the real deal. And if it's not, you can go back to your normal life and you can forget all about me. Deal? Deal. All right. You stay there. I'll be right back with a towel. Well, you made a mess of yourself. I want to go to the lake to wash off, but you are in no state for that. So unless you want to leave the cave naked and dripping with eggs and cum, I'm going to go get a towel to clean you off. Is that something that you want? I thought so, sunshine. So I'll be right back. Be good and don't get into any trouble while I'm gone.